Weekends are for the warriors. Welcome back to the program. Well, it is the most common shoulder problem treated by orthopedic surgeons, rotator cuff disease. And if you're a weekend warrior who's injured this part of your body, we've got some timely advice right now as we're joined by Dr. Gary Kitte. He's a specialist with the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Kitte, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
So what is the rotator cuff exactly? You hear so many people complaining about that part of themselves that's sore or injured. Can you explain where is that on the body and how easily can it get hurt?
Absolutely. The rotator cuff is the term given to the muscles that surround the shoulder joint. It's actually four different muscles that connect the arm to the rest of the body. So the purpose of the rotator cuff is to actually to elevate the arm. You really can't bring your hand over your head without it. And if it's injured or compromised in some way, it can lead to both pain and functional problems for the individual.
And what types of activities most commonly lead to rotator cuff injuries?
It tends to be more overhead activities. So in athletes, you'll see it more in people that play racket sports with overhead activities, often swimmers because of the freestyle swimming where the shoulder is brought overhead. And you're right, because most rotator cuff injuries are more related to degeneration and just wear over time than one single event.
What are the symptoms people, especially athletes, should be aware of?
Well, the first thing is the first symptom that most people have is pain. And the pain tends to be worse at night, and it can even occur with rest. However, it is worse with activities where you are taking the hand and lifting the arm away from the body. Also, there can be a crepitus or a crackling type of sensation from the frayed edges of the rotator cuff with motion. That's a very common complaint as well.
And if you have this type of injury, is surgery a necessity?
Most of these injuries can be treated and improved non-surgically. So there are many different modalities to utilize prior to getting to surgery, including anti-inflammatory medications, therapy, activity modification, and occasionally a steroid injection as well.
And what if you've got an injury that's years old? Is it treatable?
Absolutely. These are the most common injuries are actually the ones that occur over time from what we call degenerative tears. And these can still be improved with non-surgical means, although certainly there are quite a number of these injuries that do require surgery for improvement of pain and function.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Gary Kitte is a specialist with the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Much more still ahead. You're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.